dictation for Daniel Holbein, H-O-H-L-B as in boy, E-I-N, December 152, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mr. Holbein with history of nephrotic syndrome, comes in person, last visit in December. Minimal fominess of the urine, some frequency and urgency, no incontinence, cloudiness of blood, no nocturia, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. About a month or two ago, edema localized to the left lower extremity, but negative workup. Venous Doppler was negative, x-ray no bone lesions. Resolved in 2 weeks without any specific treatment, prior right-sided total knee replacement, presently no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home in the 130s over 50s. Next paragraph, medication list review, cholesterol, triglyceride treatment, blood pressure lisinopril, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 132/78 on the left sided. Alert orientation 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no gross lymph node enlargement, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness. I don't see edema today. Next paragraph, chemistry is in June, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline for a GFR of 55 stage 3. Electrolyte acid base normal, nutrition, phosphorus normal, minor increase of calcium 10.5, malanemia 13, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. History of nephrotic syndrome. Which I believe was triggered by the use of Mobic, which can cause typically membranous nephropathy, but also reported minimal change nephropathy. Medication was discontinued and problems resolved. He did have complications of deep vein thrombosis on the left side. He has a strong personal and family history for factor V Leiden deficiency. He remains anticoagulated with Eliquis without any bleeding. At this moment, clinically not symptomatic. Kidney function has stabilized for a GFR of 55 stage 3 without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valvular overload. There is mild degree of elevated calcium and anemia that will be followed over time. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating lisinopril. Recently, 1+ of protein in the urine. This needs to be followed with a protein-creatinine ratio. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 9 months or early as needed. End of dictation.